Luna's in Sagittarius. Today's a day for the classics. Welcome to episode 69 in season 5 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Thursday, May 27th, 2021.
Ciao!
The Sagittarian Moon sextiles Aquarian Saturn, and his sextile to Aries Chiron, square to Taurian Uranus, and trine to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 1:01 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this is a grand opportunity to learn something that's surprisingly practical, surprisingly ancient, and surprisingly easy to understand. It amounts to an ancient classic that almost nobody reads anymore, and yet holds some profound wisdom that'll blow you away. Hey, reading with comprehension, it takes time, so of course it's up to you. If you do take the plunge, you won't believe how timely and relevant this stuff actually is. Luna biquintiles Cancer Mars in his trine to Piscean Neptune at 2:33 a.m. and biquintiles Uranus at 8:26 a.m. Hey, this is the kind of wisdom that feeds you, body and soul. Even if you haven't read this stuff for yourself, there are enough enthusiasts who have. And that effort benefits us all. Luna quintiles unaspected Piscean Jupiter at 10:10 a.m. Aha! I thought you'd come around. This enthusiasm stuff is as contagious as it is delightful, don't you think? Luna reaches a quincunx to Mars at 12:31 p.m. All right, it's okay to feel a little foolish for not having known about this sooner. And I mean like decades ago. It would have saved an awful lot of angst and wasted effort. Luna opposes Gemini Venus in her conjunction to Mercury, square to Neptune, quincunx to Capricorn Pluto, and quintile to Chiron at 3:43 p.m. Time for more deep thinking. What you're learning exposes stuff you thought you knew as truth to be pretty flawed stuff. Luna squares Neptune at 4:06 p.m. Ha! Turns out it wasn't just flawed. It was flat out wrong. And you're beginning to suspect that you were being manipulated by an out-and-out lie. Not so surprising, though, given what was at stake. Luna opposes Mercury at 6:35 p.m. and goes void, of course, for 8 hours and 48 minutes. You're going to want to set the record straight for yourself. So keep reading and gathering evidence and intellectual ammunition. Venus exactly squares Neptune at 8:25 p.m. Well, if you'd known about this earlier, things could have looked a whole lot different for every one of us. Or at least those of us who have both a conscience and a propensity towards empathy. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.